Mr. Wonderful here, when we bought it, signs an X to the fucking receipt. Because he's like, does it make a difference what I sign?
No.
I'm just signing X. And I'm like, wow, that's delightful. That's nice. So, and we bought the bottle. And you can't buy it anywhere else, Puzz Lake, except when you go there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure outside of Kentucky.
Yes. And it's very, very small.
What is it?
Town Branch.
So how's this big bottle here?
We bought it when we were there.
She's referring to the distillery size.
Oh.
Yeah.
The distillery actually was using, because they didn't have enough of their own barrels, Woodford Reserve barrels for a secondary product.
So it was a previously used non-virgin barrel?
For a secondary product. Because there's actually a brewery on the same premises. They're creating a bourbon ale.
Yeah.
Okay. So they didn't have enough of their own used barrels to create this shit.
Well, no, so bourbon's supposed to be in virgin barrels.
Well, I'm saying their ale, they're aging in these used bourbon barrels.
Mm-hmm.
So they're creating a bourbon ale.
Right.
Okay. A bourbon-infused ale, I should mm-hmm. say.
They have the prettiest stills. They have such nice stills there. Like
what kind of stills?
They're Scottish stills comparable to what Woodford
stills
uses. Yeah. They actually had on their site,
mm-hmm.
to age the bourbon ales,
mm-hmm.
they actually had on their site Woodford Reserve barrels that they had purchased from Woodford Reserve to age as ale.
Nice.
Because they didn't have enough of their own Town Branch barrel.
And when we nice. Saw what they had in reserve, it was maybe like 100 barrels. That was it. That's
yeah.
all they had.
So, first of all, you can't get it outside of Kentucky because they're not licensed to sell outside of Kentucky. Secondly, they don't have the mass production capacity to reach out very far beyond Kentucky, even if they do get the licensing.
It's such a new distillery, yeah. but
the facility is brand new.
It's a good product.
It's the latest edition.
So where's their technology from? What tradition? Where do they get their formula? What's the story?
Well, they have a Scottish. They have the Scottish still as opposed to
and
the guy that started it, Colm Stone. Okay,
and pot still.
Yeah, and it's just some guy that really liked. Really
he
liked
the
alcohol.
Money.
He's really an alcohol, and he had some money.
Do it.
It's a new guy on the scene. Okay,
yeah.
cool.
Yes.
So this.
New breed.
This is also distinctive because it's only aged 2.5 years. So you may expect it to be shit.
No, I don't expect it to be shit. I don't have any expectations at all.
Exactly.
It's really
But just knowing the fact that it is
2.5 years,
okay, the bare minimum that it can be and be bourbon by law,
mm-hmm.
that's what it is. This is the new kid on the block. You can't get this everywhere.
And the tour was really nice. Like, it's all brand spanking now.
Yeah.
It was a decent tour.
And it's if you go on the bourbon trail, the commercial bourbon trail, it's the only one that has a brewery on site, too. So you get to see a brewery as well.
A lot yeah. more corn flavor in this one.
Well, the smell of it, Russell. The smell, I think, has, like you were saying, the corn.
It's much sweeter than yeah. the other.
A lot more noses. Corn. No vanilla, no wood. Not as much wood.
Yeah.
A lot of corn.
No finish whatsoever. I mean, I think it's very, very nice. And
I like it too. I have to agree with you.
It tastes excellent. It's a mm-hmm. great drinking bourbon.
It is. Mm. Is it expensive?
No.
It's not particularly expensive. I don't remember what I paid for.
$40.
Yeah, it wasn't $40.
Yes, it was. For that?
For that? No.
$40?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
Another bet?
$40 for that.
Yeah, let me go back in my freaking bank records and look to see for the Town Branch purpose. I would say that it's in the $30 range, give or take $5.
That's way too much for 2.5 years of storage.
And it's the newest product.
I know that, yeah. but I mean, still.
We really liked it.
No, I still like it, but I'm yeah. saying for 2.5 years and charging that kind of money, I mean, it's like...
I'm almost positive. I would bet the rent on it that it was $40.
Right,
that was $40 or $42.
Well, I'll give you the first bite at your opinion of what you think of this versus the other ones.
Okay, like it's a lot totally different than the other ones. It's very smooth, very good drinking bourbon. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the time we were there. It's very smooth, great drinking bourbon. I would rate this again right against Eagle.
And Eagle so far is your favorite?
Yes.
Now, what do you think of it against the Eagle, though?
I like Eagle better.
Yeah.
Because it's a little bit more bourbon-y flavored. This isn't.
Define bourbon-y flavored.
it's stronger. It tastes to me, not maybe alcohol-wise, but it tastes stronger, like more bourbon flavor to me. Mm-hmm. But to me, it still tastes, I think it's a very smooth taste. I think it's, like he was saying, it's not very vanilla or very honey, but also it's 2 years. It doesn't have the time to do it. So for what it's worth, I think it's a decent bourbon, and I like it.
For what it's worth, you say $40 though.
Yeah, I really do enjoy it.
Okay, so what's your opinion? Now, first of all, I don't think it's.
I really enjoy it. 30. I think it tastes heavily of corn because bourbon has to be 51% corn, of course.
Yeah.
I don't taste corn.
Oh God, corn's like freaking. You can just tell it's corn liquor.
I taste more wheat in it than corn. I don't taste
more
that much
wheat
corn.
Than corn.
Well, now Solomon's your turn to go ahead.
Well, you know, I dig it. I like it. I like it a lot. I'm trying to think if I'm going to give the Elijah Craig the edge. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to say yes.
Fair enough.
Because it's got more flavors than corn. This has, I'd say, a comparable smoothness.
It's 80 proof, though.
It's 80 proof.
It's weaker.
So it's a little weaker.
Yeah.
I'd say that this can give Elijah Craig a run for its money.
Okay.
But if it's more expensive than Elijah, I wouldn't buy it.
Okay.
Well, living in Long Island, it's going to be more expensive than anything simply because you had to go to fracking Kentucky to get the motherfucker. All right. You might theoretically know somebody in Kentucky would mail it to you, but they would have to pay to get it.
Which is why we've been, like, not drinking it too much, because we're making it last, because it's not, like,
there's no point in doing that, because the less that's in the bottle, the quicker it goes.
Okay, but seriously, we haven't been hitting that as much the other ones, because I thought that it was, like, not available so much.
Yeah. So, yeah, actually we're saving it for publishing a taste test as well.
I have to say, I really, really do like this.
Yeah.
This is so subjective at this point, because this tastes, I mean, they're both, that and Elijah Craig both taste like bourbons. One is heavily influenced by corn, which is obviously this town branch. Elijah Craig brings a lot more sophistication to the palate.
It's the age, it's more mature.
Of course it is. I'm not going to say one is better than the other. I'm going to say they're so different from each other, so radically different from each other.
Okay.
That they're, even though they're both bourbons, and you can tell they're bourbons because they're at least 51% corn, I'm going to have to give the Elijah Craig just on price and sophistication. However, this town branch is, at the same time, is equally enjoyable to the Elijah Craig.
Okay.
Just in terms of enjoyment.
Fair enough.
The difference doesn't bother me. Just, it's nice to see the variation.
And we're going to come down on town branch, and I think I said something previous in a drunken slur at the previous taste test. Was something along the lines of, this is a freshman effort product, okay? This is a brand new thing that, you know, you can't even get. Its primary value to me, you know, makes it worth the extra expense just simply because I could out-hipster anybody else on the island that hasn't
heard. Oh, yeah.
Well, you've never heard of this, I'm sure.
Oh, you've never heard of town, right?
We have that.
Yeah. Yeah, but we're running low, so you better hurry up and come before we have to finish it.
Yeah.
No. Do hipsters normally speak of that clenched tooth, the
lockjaw,
Westchester?
What do they call it?
That Rooseveltian kind of accent.
Bougie. Bougie.
That's what you black people would say.
The pipe chin, and black people would
you
say
black
bougie.
People?
Bougie's
a black term. It's because they don't know how to say bourgeois.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Bougies are upper to middle class black people who
Thanks.
Aren't like totally.
Well aware. Yeah. Thank you for that. 411. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. So, I think that,
thank you, Charles Button, to the third, or, I have no anus, I work at the New Yorker.
Now, do hipsters normally speak in this affected accent? I think they're more of a, I had this town branch, and
thank you, Charles Bottom Tooth the Third.
Probably never heard of it, but
you never heard of it. We've had it, and we still have it. It's great.
It is nice. I know. I really like it. I like it. I do like it.
Yeah.
And the
if I was really into corn and I was still in the corn phase rather than a rye phase.
And people are into a corn phase? I don't think they are.
If they're into a corn phase and they're really digging the freaking corn aspect of
this. Okay, well, kudos to them. Clearly it's not you.
This is really nice. So. No, it's not me. But I mean, I can
You're
see it's
You're the rye phase, if anything.
Yeah, well,
it's as far as alcohol percentage by volume, it is the weakest one here. Okay. So that gives it a little advantage. It
does not taste like the weakest one.
That gives it an advantage as far as the smoothness goes, because it's easier to make a weaker drink smooth. You know what I'm saying?
It's easier to make a weaker drink smooth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Captain Obvious over here.
So when Elijah Craig has a higher proof liquor than Buffalo Trace, and it's smoother by a good deal, that's an accomplishment. Okay, when you come with the weakest liquor and it's one of the smoothest one, that's not so much of an accomplishment.
Clearly.
Now, for a brand new product by a brand new distiller, this is excellent. You know, this is.
I think it's excellent too.
And the place is so pretty. It looks so nice. Stuff like on my Twitter.
So pretty.
On my Twitter page.
An ugly distillery.
On my Twitter page, it has like the background of it. So pretty. You know, so
nice. An ugly distillery. Go to what was the ugliest distillery? You think?
The ugliest. Four Roses.
It's either going to be Four Roses or Jim Beam. You know?
Jim Beam was beautiful. It was
the outside of Jim Beam was
brand new. You got lots of money to make it look nice.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous.
But there's something, there's some industrial quality to it. You know what? I think that if we're going to be comparing that same thing, you know, Wild Turkey wasn't the most attractive facility either. You know?
But it was so much fun. And the guy
She just liked the homosexual tour guide.
He was so nice.
A freaking, he was a sodomite, like, conducting the tour.
He definitely was so nice.
He might have been nice because he doesn't want you to beat him to death or drag him out in the truck with the noose.
We weren't planning on that, and I was vomiting half the time because I was so hungover.
Yeah, she's a real...
Be my fag hag.
She's a real fag hag, so, you know... The very fact that we had one flaming homosexual tour guy is going to fucking
nice.
Make him
took
make
pictures
her
of him.
Nice and took pictures and flamed in my direction and I felt special.
Yeah.
Oh.
He let us stay afterwards and we got to taste all of them and he was really nice.
Of course he is. He's a deviant. He'd let you do anything.
You horrible
including
person.
Going into his asshole.
You horrible person. And he was cute and nice. And
he was cute and nice.
That didn't make the facility any more.
It doesn't make it, no.
Yeah. He loved the facility, so don't listen to this bullshit, because he loved it.
He loved it.
But the Four Roses,
because they're the only people who'd hire him. The other bourbon guys are like looking at him.
No,
like,
they wouldn't.
You freaking faggot, get the fuck out of here.
He made the tour really fun and really exciting.
Fun.
Really? No,
really. He flamed the barrels himself. He stuck his hand in the barrel, and the barrel caught
really, because guess what? Eric loved it and took pictures of him and stuff, so it was good. So suck a dick, because it was fun.
I ain't sucking a dick. Like that guy got the job.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's go.
All right.
So
that was nice, though.
As far as the flavor goes, I'm gonna give the Town Branch the flavor edge over the Buffalo Trace. Definitely with the Eagle Rare, but I didn't like the Eagle Rare's flavor. All right.
And we did.
The Elijah Craig has got a bolder flavor than the Elijah Craig. The Elijah Craig is very subtle and sublime, all right? Town Branch, I think the texture of it, this is
it
the first time
I've
tasted
it. It tastes more like a raw whiskey.
It tastes more like a raw whiskey.
It tastes more corn.
The texture of it is more syrupy than any of the other ones we've had.
It's corn.
Yeah, it is. And in addition to that, it's sweeter just because... It's probably raw corn, and it didn't have as long to mature. Amount of maturity it does have makes it not a fucking, like, alcoholic soda. It's just a sweet, vaguely syrupy kind of bourbon, and it's not unpleasant at all.
So
no, it's not
last
unpleasant.
One. Let's get to the last one. So
okay.
I
want to
taste it.
So,
now
overall, I'm going to
get biased for this one.
Yeah. Overall, I'm going to give the edge to the Town Branch. I'm sorry, to the Elijah Craig over the Town Branch, just because, first of all, it's stronger. Secondly, it's cheaper, and anything is going to be cheaper than Town Branch unless you happen to be cruising.
Okay, but you're gonna, unless you say something is better because it's cheaper.
Well, yeah, because there's a value aspect.
Fair enough. I disagree with
you. Yeah.
All right, I disagree with you. Oh, there you go.
Okay, well, you know, if you got to spend $800 to go to Kentucky, go get some fucking bottles
what?
Of Town Branch.
Guess
you know?
What? We did. Oh, that's right.
Okay, but we didn't go there specifically to get Town Branch.
No, but we got it anyway.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So it's worthwhile to have. It's worthwhile to try if you ever get the chance. But I'm also going to say that Elijah Craig is simply a more sophisticated product, and it shows.
Okay, I disagree, but...
Now, but I will say that out of the bourbons we tried, in my opinion, it is the second best.
What?
The second... Town Branch is the second best bourbon I've ever tried.
I have to agree with you.
Yeah. Overall, outstanding product, and And my recollection of the price is different than thus.
I like the Eagle fucking... The other one better.
The cost on the Town Branch that just seems outrageous for 2.5 years of storage.
It's a small batch right now.
I don't
it's
care
not
what
like,
branch it is. You got a cost per square foot. Right, you can make the economics
but it's
work.
It's small and they're just starting out, so you got to give them a chance.
It's small.
Well, see, the thing is I don't.
It's beautiful.
See, I don't think that the fact that they're a brand new outfit itself gives the product any more cachet.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm not going to give them extra points to the product itself.
Fair enough.
I'm going to give them less points. Yeah. They're new jacks. The new kids on the block. They got nothing. Prove your freaking worth.
They did.
Either freaking...
They did.
You know, take over the market or don't.
Yeah.
Prove your
they're
worth.
They're trying. It's 2 years as opposed to fucking people with 4 years. Yeah. So they're trying their best.
Well, they have the advantage of like having more fine techniques. The guy that started the place, he didn't start it.
And
I think what they've done for what they've got is impressive. Okay, now versus as far as that goes, but it's just as far as raw quality, it's gone up against some heavyweights. It's gone up against Buffalo Trace, which is the oldest operating distillery in the fucking country because they're operating through Prohibition.
They finally got on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail.
Hey, woman.
They got
woman, you want to like, you know, wait until I'm done talking to
no,
talk?
No, not really.
See, I talk, you listen, you talk, I listen.
No, not really. No,
I'm sorry. So, I'm not giving them any extra points as far as the quality of their product goes. I'm not going to give them any extra cool points just because they're new. I'm saying that the fact that they are new and they've created this product and they've only used 2.5 years worth of storage, I don't care that it's 2.5 years worth of storage because it's better than the 7 year aged Buffalo Trace. It just is. And so the fact that they've been able to do that is more impressive to me. Okay, but I'm not going to give them cool points for that. It's almost as good as the Elijah Craig. It's an outstanding product. If you ever get the chance, try it.
It's nothing like Elijah Craig.
It's
so different from Elijah Craig.
It's very different than that. I'll agree with that.
I mean, they're both great bourbon whiskeys, but they're just so totally different.
Can we do this one?
And I love the fact that there's variation.
I'm still doing my Town Branch. Thank you very much. I will not be rushed.
Well, finish it up, please. Thanks.
So, anyway, you act like you're in a hurry. Where are you going? Very high marks for Town Branch. It's not the best. And until they are able to improve their distribution capacity, it might be the last chance to get some. You better taste it again.
I'm going to.
Yeah, because the next time he comes back, it might be gone.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
You don't want to talk.
Because it's not going to last forever.
We've had that since, October?
Yeah, but we didn't open it the second we got home.
Because you're away with your deployment, so we didn't open it until you got back.
It sat there for months closed, so you don't count it from the day you got it. You count it from the day you opened it.
We opened it in January when he got back from his deployment.
It is a really good Town Branch.
It's a great Town Branch.
It is really good.
What they've done with what they've got is very impressive.
I like it. And
it's the second best.
It was so pretty.
Well,
were pretty, and the place is pretty.
Let's see.
It's pretty. And they're so pretty and gay.
Yeah.
Freaking sodomite running around, like making you feel welcome.
Let me ask you something. Before we go to the standing champion, from the previous taste
really?
Test.
Really? You're going to get on his fucking, side?
I'm with I'm with him on this one. Yeah.
So,
sticking your thing in some other guy's thing is not cool. It's not cool.
Whoa, wait. What am I sticking in some other guy's thing?
No, hey, you're aiding and abetting someone who's doing that.
No, he's not doing that either.
No, you. Not him. There's nothing to do with him.
Oh, I'm not doing this.
Not you, but you're aiding and abetting. Like,
I'm not aiding and abetting anything, thank you very much.
You're sitting there like, boys, like, oh, isn't it cute? Look, the side of my dog.
And that means I'm a fag?
Hey, Beth.
You're a fag.
You're mine. So, let me ask you. If you're going to rank the ones that we've drank here tonight, how are you going to go and why?
Where am I going to go and why? I'm going to go Elijah Craig for sophistication and subtlety and price, followed by the Town Branch for its raw qualities, where you still have the raw power of the corn, though I don't like the price. But on flavor alone, I'll give it number 2, followed by the Eagle Rare, followed by the Buffalo Trace.
And way, way back in the back is the Rare.
Oh yeah, that we drank that, didn't we? I didn't want to admit it.
Yeah. my personal verdict right now, I'm giving the Elijah Craig, and I'm genuinely surprised because I had such a negative impression of the Elijah Craig from way back in the day. All right,
why?
You know, it just at the time we all agreed that the Buffalo Trace was better than the Elijah Craig, and it cost less. And when he told me how much you paid for it versus how much I paid for it,
you know, I remember when Elijah Craig first started coming out. I remember when the Elijah Craig first started coming out.
Thank you.
And I remember when Buffalo Trace came out.
Yeah.
At least became part of market consciousness in the market. I can't see how you would have ever ranked freaking Buffalo Trace above Elijah Craig.
Well, I think part of it was that...
That's the smallest bottle of Elijah Craig I've ever seen.
That's
a good-sized bottle.
We didn't actually have... We didn't actually have standards at the time. We said, whoa, we like this better. Oh, and this is twice. You paid how much for that? I paid this much for this. You know, and I was like, dude, we should fucking seriously do some quality control on this shit. Because as you well know, there are many very expensive liquors. Like, say, I don't know, the Ultimate Vodka that we tried at the last taste test, which was vile. Yeah, and goes for like three times as much as vodkas that are 10 times as good. There have been so many examples of things like that since then. And this is what started the trope. Now, if it turns out that he went to the most expensive place and I went to the cheapest place, and for some reason we decided that we liked the Buffalo Trace, and then we compared the price note, whatever, maybe we were already hammered. Maybe we already had vodka and fucking lime or some shit. I don't remember the circumstances, I just remember the result, okay? Right. I'm going to go ahead and eat what I've been saying for at least two or three fucking years. And I'm going to say that Elijah Craig is a damn good product.
Nice.
Okay, it's better than Buffalo Trace. And if it's only 25% more in cost, as it was when I went to the Navy Exchange, I'm going to start picking up Elijah Craig, and I'm going to leave the Buffalo Trace on the shelf.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that.
Now, let's see, as far as the Eagle Rare and the Elijah Craig, if it's the same price, what are you going with and why?
I'm still going to go with the Elijah Craig versus the Eagle Rare.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Elijah Craig has all of the flavors in a bourbon.
Okay.
But they're all in equal balance and proportion with the smoothness that Beth compares to water. I think that's a tremendous accomplishment for a bourbon. I mean, you're presenting all of the flavors on a water, if you want to call it, a neutral palate. And you're able to appreciate each flavor distinctively without having one saying, damn, I'm vanilla. Damn, I'm wood. Damn, I'm this.
Okay, we got it. But you also said your palate's not exactly like a French culinary palate over there. Like,
what I said was, I warned people that, but the fact of the matter is that when it comes to whiskey, I'm a freaking snob. You can ask any bartender on Long Island, Manhattan, Brooklyn.
After I met him,
and I drink nothing but top shelf shit everywhere I go.
Okay, top shelf, then you're disagreeing with what you just said.
No, I'm just saying that I have a less discriminating palate than I had a long time ago.
You liked
the
bullet.
There was a time that I didn't like rye. There was a time that I didn't like bourbon. I grew through those phases. I got into bourbon, and I got into rye, and I got into Irish, and I got into it, and I didn't like the others. But eventually, you know, your palate matures.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just say that, like, you know...
Not saying anything.
All right,
I'm just saying it's burnout because I'm tired of Irish whiskey.
What?
I was just going to say to you to go ahead and rank the ones we've already tried. We already have Rare Reed way at the bottom. I think I might actually use that to clean something
but
instead of drinking. Okay.
Eagle,
because
it's complex. I don't remember having it when we were there, but I really did enjoy it. And then I would say the Town Branch and the Buffalo were like kind of neck and neck. I like both of them very, very much. And the Elijah, I was not that big a fan of, but it's okay. I would drink it, obviously. And the other shit, I wouldn't drink at all. Like, so is
the other shit, what?
Rare Breed. I'm not a fan.
Rare Breed is officially denounced.
No, I wouldn't drink it.
Yeah, there's no wild-turkey product that is acceptable for human consumption.
And here's the thing. Once we've denounced something, anybody that pays attention to our podcast at all two of you, anybody that knows anything that's educated, once something's been denounced, If you ever see anybody consuming it for any reason, they're open to ridicule.
Yes.
For being ignorant. Okay?
Unless they're mixing with Coca-Cola.
And then already, okay,
well, here's the thing.
They deserve denouncement for adulterating their booze.
Well, if you were to do that, say you were to catch somebody drinking Rare Breed in particular, okay? And by doing that, then they were mixing it with something because they couldn't stand the horrible taste. But they thought they had something special, okay? They could have done the same thing with 101 and paid half the price. They could have done the exact same thing and paid half the price. Okay, and that's why they deserve ridicule.
All about labels and all about this and blah, blah, blah.
Okay, well, look at this. Elijah Craig, Eagle Rare, Woodford Reserve.
Also, we have
all comparable or cheaper than the Rare Breed.
We have different palates. We all have different palates, okay? You guys smoke. I don't smoke. So maybe it's the difference with that as well. Okay,
It might improve your appreciation of whiskey.
It just might. I quit. So I'm not a fan of starting again. I miss smoking a little bit. But I tried smoking his smokeless cigarette one time and I was choked to death. So I'm good. I'm not going to go back to smoking it. But regardless, so my palates are different than the two of you, okay? Mm-hmm. Not saying yours are worse or better or anything like that. They're just different, okay? And I'm just saying the way I felt about the stuff. But Woodford.
I know Woodford's are nice. Yeah. Woodford's one of my preferred whiskeys.
Well, Woodford, when we actually did the podcast that the recording was stolen, Woodford was a champion out of 10, including some very high quality whiskeys that aren't here today.
Because it's delightful. Know?
And it edged out. Woodford's great. It edged out Bullet and Makers. That's why Bullet and Makers aren't here today.
Makers can be edged out by Woodford. Bullet. Probably Bullet too.
Yeah.
I mean,
Bullet isn't here because he drank it all. And we do have Makers.
Well, the reason I let him drink it all is because we eliminated it from the competition.
Well, because he's our friend and that's
And it was also freaking the close to the bottom of the barrel. The bottom of the
it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Bullet is delightful.
I know it is, but it was almost going to be oxidized. It had to be. It was a mercy killing.
Bullshit. We had a full
That wasn't true.
We had a full bottle that you drank 3/4 of, nigga. So don't even go there. It was going to oxidize.
Well, I feel proud of myself for that fact.
Kudos.
All right.
Don't edit that out.
Bullshit.
It will stand.
All right.
So, anyway.
Well, it is fun.
Now that we've had, I'll say some very high quality whiskeys. I think that, out of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that we tried so far, we each enjoyed at least 3 thoroughly. Okay? You think that's fair assertion?
I think that's a very fair assumption.
Okay. And we each have a marginal opinion of a 4th and denounce a 5th. So
universally denounce the 5th.
Yeah, universally denounce the 5th. That's why it's denounced. There's no discussion about it. There's no controversy. It's just shit.
Yeah.
And it's overpriced shit at that. So, anyway, that's what we're here for, is to denounce
Can
shit.
Can we please drink the Woodford? Because I really want to drink some Woodford.
Give me a second, woman. Jesus, I'm still sipping on my towel.
No, I nothing in there. Okay, good. I want some Woodford. I like Woodford.
Town Branch is very good. It's too bad we can't get more of it.
Very good.
No, you can get more of it.
But the very fact, half of its appeal is the fact that you just can't get anywhere. Okay, but the other half is the fact that it actually is worth drinking, despite the disadvantages the manufacturer suffers. All right.
Thinking about it was pretty.
So pretty, so pretty.
He liked it too. It was pretty. It was pretty. It was nice thing.
It was new and it was clean, and it was an attractive facility.
It was nice.
The brewery was decidedly less attractive. It was older. And,
but it was nice. It was really pretty. Like I said on my Twitter account, that's my background. Is the picture of that, because it was so nice.
All right, now, we have a special treat as far as the Woodford goes. As you can see, this bottle is about 3/4 done.
Mm-hmm.
That has been open for several months.
Oh, you're going to open the new bottle?
Oh, yes. No. Because I'm not going to fucking handicap the Woodford, which is the world champion at the moment.
Okay, but P.S. But
because it's going up against Elijah Craig, which is brand new and very good.
How old do you think that is?
That if you want to, it's
you
not
said 3 months.
Yeah, it's not. It's see the problem is if we open it and there's 3/4 left or fucking 7/8 left,
yeah.
it's not going to oxidize as fast as when it's less than
okay, but it's only been 3 months since we bought that. It definitely has not
When I saw the whiskey special on the History Channel, okay, which is one of my inspirations, the professional tasters pretty much said, once you get down to a quarter of a bottle, it's time to invite your friends over and kill the motherfucker because it's not going to be as good if you leave it. And I ignored it, and that's why the Buffalo Trace suffered so horribly in the last
I disagree with this because it's brand new. This bottle
is not
brand
the time, it's the oxygen to liquid ratio in the
bottle.
Okay,
but this bottle is pretty fucking new. Okay, we've been hitting it.
Now it hasn't been 2 months. It hasn't been 2 fucking years like the Buffalo Trace had to suffer. Okay? But at the same time, it's been enough time that it may have suffered a hidden quality.
That should encourage you. That means we're going to open a new bottle, taste it, and then finish this off. Gives us time to invite your friends over.
Okay.
I don't give fuck. I'm glad you're here with us.
And then when we're drinking, we could go ahead and say to ourselves, let's kill the old bottle of Woodford.
Yeah. You know? Not as a taste test.
Yeah, as a taste test. Just for the purpose of drinking it. You're not saving it for anything.
Yeah. We're doing the oxidized.
Slightly, maybe oxidized.
Possibly oxidized.
Yeah, possibly oxidized Woodford.
It's not oxidized.
Which was the champion. Bottle was the champion out of 10, including Makers and Bullet. Which
it's
were both very
wine.
Good whiskeys.
It's not oxidized whiskey. It's not.
No, wine is corked, not oxidized. Yeah.
Well, it's also grapes, and it's different than Corona Rye. So you could smell the delightfulness.
I know. It is nice.
It's beautiful. It's like a perfume.
I agree with you.
This is the best smelling liquor
it's the
that
best
we've got
one. It's
here
like
tonight,
a perfume.
Including the Town Branch, which is very sweet smelling.
It has like that aroma of everything. That's like beautiful.
And okay, whether it's oxidized or not, this one wins.
Over the Elijah Craig, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely.
Now, what do you base that opinion on? Just what influences you to say that?
Okay,
what
you
influences
taste it?
Me to taste that?
And it is.
Now, what influences you to say that? What makes it better to you than the Elijah Craig, which had previously been your favorite of the night?
Okay, it does have a finish.
You have your turn.
Okay.
It has a finish, but good God, that's good bourbon.
The smell, certainly. Secondly, the oakiness. This might be a little oxidized.
Nope, I disagree.
This might be a little oxidized. Also, this is at 45.2%. And, of course, it's an old friend of mine.
That is delightful.
I agree, it's delightful.
Out of everything we drank, that is the best.
I mean, just on smell alone, I have to say Woodford wins.
It's the perfume, I mean.
Yeah, well, you don't get drunk by smelling a liquor, so what is
the flavor? No, you get drunk through the entire experience of communing with a spirit.
This tastes the most to me like bourbon should taste. A very good bourbon taste. I don't taste the oxidation. If you think it does, that's fair enough. I don't taste it.
I think Elijah Craig might even, at least versus the oxidized bottle, be smoother.
Mm-hmm.
You compared it to water.
I think Elijah Craig is a lot smoother than this. A lot. But to me, this is more bourbon than that is.
Now, why do you say that, Beth?
Because it tastes more like you're drinking bourbon. That, to me, doesn't. This tastes like you are drinking bourbon. And the smell, you're drinking bourbon.
Okay, well, your favorite so far was the Eagle Rare, not the Elijah Craig. So what did you think of that versus the Eagle Rare?
This versus Eagle Rare?
Yeah.
I like this better, but it's close second.
All right.
Bye. I like this. This smells so good, and it tastes so good, and it's, like, a little harsh, but not really. Excuse me?
Runoff.
What do you mean runoff?
I think it's a runoff. I think we need to revisit what we've seen, compare them to each other, eliminate
the
shit. You want to
taste the new bottle, basically what you're saying.
No, we can continue with this oxidized bottle, possibly oxidized.
It's not oxidized. So
possibly
you're
wrong oxidized.
No, you're wrong.
I'm just not so sure that, because I do taste a little bit of acidity in the back of my throat, and I'm not sure that is necessarily
it's
something
less than
that
like
Woodford
3 months old, so it's not oxidized at all. Trust me on this. It's not.
Well, look, we know
I'm not
that
a physicist. I'm not going to compare the rate of oxidation, the oxygen, ratio.
Well, I am.
Well, see, here's the thing: is the Woodford Reserve is more than 3 months old.
No, it's okay. Not much.
Do you know how I come up with that?
No.
Because the original 10 bourbon taste test was before Sandy, so this was in October.
We finished Woodford. That Woodford, we finished.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, so you are correct. Woodford. Never mind, I stand corrected. So
the Ayatollah says so.
Yeah. This yeah, because yeah, that's I made a special point of killing that particular bottle at Sandy.
Yeah, we killed it. And this is relatively new.
So I bought that in November, and it was open by then.
Yeah, I don't know about November. I think it was even later.
It was November because I...
Well, we didn't open it then.
No, I acquired it in November, and I did open it.
Now, in terms of cost?
In terms of cost, Woodford Reserve. At the same place I got the Elijah Craig for $25 and the Buffalo Trace for $20, which is the Naval Exchange, Woodford was going for about $28. Now, the reason we got the new bottle isn't because this bottle is old.
It's good.
No, it's because they actually had it on sale, and they were selling for $25 with no sales tax. So just the very fact that it was a good deal, I bought it, and it was a chance.
Certainly.
All right?
But I know for a fact we finished that one.
So basically, the Woodford and the Elijah Craig, when I bought them, were the same price at that particular establishment. The smell was definitely better. The Woodford Reserve is the best smell, okay? Unless you like a sweeter, perfumey smell, then the Town Branch is for you.
Not exactly. The other one, Buffalo Trace, would be for you if you like that sweet smell.
It's also more of an alcoholic smell, though, too.
Okay, fair enough.
Out of all the bourbons that weren't denounced, Eagle Rare, you know, to me is not a contender. Okay,
I
dislike the flavor. It was a fine experience.
Let's put it with the Buffalo Trace, then.
Yeah.
I like it very much.
So
it's okay.
And the Elijah Craig was better than the Town Branch.
The only bourbon we found to be bad was Wild Turkey.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All the bourbons were good, except for Wild Turkey.
Yeah. Which has been denounced. They're all good.
Yeah.
Which we knew before we even opened the bottle.
So the question is, who is king?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still not sure between the Woodford and the Elijah, which is king. Even though Woodford is my sentimental favorite, because that's what I usually buy.
If I go to
a liquor store, I'm going to buy Woodford Reserve.
That's just generally me.
Yeah.
I go to the track, I take a bottle of Woodford.
Yeah. I try to not be prejudiced against anything, you know? Like, I overturned a fucking 3-year-old opinion I had just based on the facts of the back-to-back taste test of the Elijah Craig versus the Buffalo Trace.
But,
you know?
Woodford is that good, and it's such a good bourbon that, I really do. Honestly, I'm going to say, I liked Eagle Rare.
All right,
I'm the only person that did, but I like that.
Not the only person that liked
it. No, we all liked Eagle Rare.
No, but
we all like Buffalo Trace.
Better.
In fact, I'll have to say this. Buffalo Trace, if we were to leave everything standing but this, I'd eliminate the Buffalo Trace because it's too abrasively vanilla-y.
Too sweet.
Vanilla-y. Have an egg cream.
Okay, I could get that. And I heard that before, and I understand that. And my other two top favorites were the Eagle Rare and this. It would be those two. And I do love my Town Branch. But if it was going to be anything, it would be this and the Woodford. And I definitely will say I'm partial to the Woodford. It's just, to me...
Okay, to you, what makes the Woodford better than the Eagle Rare?
The finish. The finish is so much nicer to me.
Okay, but what makes it so much nicer?
It's smoother. It's a smooth finish.
Than the Elijah?
No, Eagle Rare.
That you said was... Eagle. Oh, than the Eagle. You said the Elijah finished like water.
But there was no finish. It was zero finish. And that, between the two of them now, I like this finish better. It was very smooth.
Yeah.
And to me, it still had the bourbon flavor, and I enjoyed it. And to me, again, Beth Lynn's opinion, which I'm sure doesn't mean to you or whatever, but I like this one the best. I really do enjoy that a lot.
So what are you thinking right now, Solomon? You like the Elijah Craig the best versus the Woodford?
I don't know.
And this particular bottle's on the chopping block.
I don't know.
You don't know?
And it's 3 months old, the most.
I don't know. It's not even old.
So.
See, the thing is...
I don't know.
They're both
very nice.
Yeah. There's no doubt that they're both very nice. We had the same exact problem at the
last
day.
For the price, though, I mean, the Elijah is cheaper than Woodford.
Generally speaking, yeah.
Generally speaking. I mean, historically speaking, I know it is. I mean, from experience of buying both.
So, Martin and I, we're just going to go for the king of quality, because right now, Woodford, was the king of the quality, and we came to that consensus at the last taste test.
I came to that consensus long time ago.
But the thing is we had the Woodford and the Bullet and the Makers in a three-way dance, and the Woodford just barely edged out the other two.
The Bullet
and we're running into
the Bullet was good as well.
We're running into the same exact issue right now with the Woodford against the Elijah, and for you it's the Woodford against the Eagle Rare.
But bottom line, I like the Woodford better. I just do.
Alright. And you're saying that it just finishes better in other ways. Other than that, it's comparable. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely. And it smells better. It has a slight hint of smelling better to me. This is just Bev. And I like it a little better. Okay. Like, if I was going to drink either one, it would be the Woodford.
Okay.
But I wouldn't throw the other one out of bed.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to throw any of these out, just throw them out, except for the Rare Breed. I will say that as long as I can get the Elijah Craig for less than 25%, I'm sorry, for 25% or less more than the Buffalo Trace, I'm not going to buy Buffalo Trace anymore.
But you diss this over and over and over to me, like constantly tell me what shit it was and horrible.
And then you turn around tonight and you said you liked it better than the Buffalo Trace.
I didn't hate it, but I'm talking about you.
Yeah.
You said it was garbage, it was disgusting, it was terrible, and that's why we didn't go through the Heaven Hill thing, because you were like, it's shit, it's garbage.
Well, they also make Evan Williams, which is garbage.
Okay. And when you bought it today, I was like, why are you buying it? It's crap.
Okay, I'm going to revise my previous standing on Woodford Reserve versus Elijah Craig, because I just tried both of them. I'm going to say as a rye drinker, I'd prefer the Elijah Craig.
You would, because it's stronger. It's stronger taste.
Well, I didn't even think about that, but I was just going on what my tongue hit me.
Mm-hmm.
It's more rye, so I can understand that. It's more of a strong.
Yeah, it is.
So I can understand that.
Well, here's what I'm going to go with, all right? Versus the old Woodford, the Elijah Craig is smoother, okay? It's more subtle. The Woodford.
The Elijah of the Woodford?
Oh, yes.
No, it's not.
Oh, definitely. Just, yeah, okay, that doesn't make it better, because I said the Eagle Rare was smoother and had a cleaner finish in the Buffalo Trace.
Okay, but out of two of them, I don't think that's smoother. No.
Now I think you need to try the Elijah again, then.
I think it's
because the Elijah was superlatively smooth. Now, what I have to give the edge to Woodford is that it's got a much bolder flavor. I like to taste my bourbon.
It does have a bolder flavor.
Yeah. I like to taste my bourbon, okay?
If you're into bourbon at the moment, that's the thing to do.
Yeah.
Try to hit the edge.
It's definitely a split decision. And the thing is once something oxidizes, it makes it just a little rougher to drink and
a little less of a taste. It's 3 months. It has not oxidized at all. So you can't say it's like 2 years
old. But it's not half full. It's not three quarters full.
Yes,
it's not even a third full.
Babe,
it's like a quarter full.
It hasn't oxidized itself at all.
Hard to say.
It's not hard to say. It's 3 months old.
Okay,
it's
the more oxygen, the more oxygen that's in the bottle, the quicker it goes.
Okay, how about you do this? Okay,
and when you're talking about something that's we're talking about such a narrow margin here.
Okay, open up the new one and do a wine taste test. Let's see if we can tell the difference. Okay.
Versus what? The Woodford and the new Woodford?
Yep.
Woodford and New Woodford, or Woodford and Elijah?
I think we should do the Woodford and the New Woodford.
Woodford and then the old one.
Okay.
Me and you, blind taste test.
Okay, fine.
Okay?
Yep.
Right.
No cheating.
I'm with that. That's a great freaking idea.
Thank you. And we both do it, and we see if we can really tell the difference.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to go ahead and pause this for just a minute, because I'm going to set this up, and we'll be back in a
second. Because if I'm wrong, I'll be the first person to get it wrong.
No, you won't. Okay, fellow poozers, at this point I took the old bottle of Woodford that we feared might be partially oxidized and the new bottle into the other room and poured them in the separate glasses I was able to keep track of so that Noah and Beth could enjoy the benefits of a blind taste test to determine whether or not a few months at a low level was enough to destroy the Woodford Reserve and make a difference in the taste test. Trying to control for all factors here, but very scientific. All for you, dear listeners, all for you. Hope you enjoy.
No, you went inside.
I went in the other room when I poured it. Okay, hold on a second. All right. So we're back now. We're going to do the blind taste test to see how fast we can do this. All right. One of these is, okay, that's a few months old, but it was like 5/8 empty. Okay, more than 5/8 empty. It's more like, it had like a quarter left in it. Okay.
And one of these
is old and one of these is new. Drink out of separate sides of the glass, or both brand new glasses. Okay. Okay.
It's sterile anyway. It's whiskey.
Yeah.
Well, you already know. He knows.
He knows.
I do know. So,
I know too.
This one in the Jack Daniel's glass is.
We don't say anything.
The first one.
No, okay? We don't say anything yet.
One of them's new, one of them's old.
Okay.
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 That's the new, that's the old.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. That's darker. That's lighter as well.
I don't think that would be much of an indicator.
Okay, which one are you saying? Which?
Old. Yeah.
What are you saying?
Didn't I say that?
I didn't hear you.
Well, I got to drink it again. Because I forgot which one's which.
That's the first one you had.
First one I had, I think I said was old, right? I forgot.
I'm not saying a word.
I forgot already.
Now let's decide you taste it is again. That's the first one. That's the second one. Okay, and you, what are you saying?
Old, no.
What are you saying?
Old, no.
You're saying that one's old? Mm-hmm. That one's new?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why do you say that?
Because I forgot my first test sample, and I did it again, and then all of a sudden all the burn came up all at the same time, and I'm associating it with that one.
You
could rewind it and go back to
You're actually both wrong. You both selected
really?
The new one. As the old one.
Really?
So I'm going to ask you why you thought that the...
Because the old one was the color.
Were we wrong both times?
Because I said same.
You both said the same thing, and you're both wrong.
Then I get to give it to Elijah Craig.
Okay.
I was saying it because of the color. Because that color looked darker. So I thought it was older.
This is brown things on the side, which will reflect into there and affect the color quality.
Fair enough. I thought that was the older.
But you're supposed to be tasting it, not looking at it.
I did, and it tasted very similar.
Okay.
It would taste very similar. It's the same product. It's just one's a little older.
It tastes exactly the same to me, but the color.
They tasted exactly the same to you. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm looking for subtlety in whiskey.
Okay.
I'm going to have to give the Elijah Craig over this, old or new, in any case.
All right.
Even though Beth compares it to water. I think that's a virtuous thing when you have all of the qualities in a whiskey coming out.
I think.
And it goes down like water.
These tasted exactly the same. The only reason I made a difference is because I thought that was darker.
Let's see.
Tastes exactly the same.
So that's the new.
That's the old.
That's the old.
Yeah.
And they taste the same to me.
And that's the new. They don't taste the same.
They do remain. And the only difference, like I said, was the color. That's what made me make my decision.
But at the same time, the finish, the fire-breathing dragon that comes up from my gut, the Elijah Craig.
Okay, but these aren't Elijah Craig.
I'm comparing them to Elijah Craig.
Okay, but between the Woodfords, what would you say?
They're both Woodfords. There's no difference in oxidation.
I don't think it is.
25%.
Thank you, that's what I'm saying.
Over the short period of time that we've discussed.
Exactly
that's the only thing I can say.
So at least what we're saying is that the Woodford doesn't really discernibly degrade that quickly. All right. Even when you have a small part in the bottle. All right. Now that being said, do you need to go and try Elijah Craig again to come up with a verdict, or Woodford
versus
Elijah?
Yes, she does.
Know why she doesn't?
Why?
Because she didn't like the Elijah Craig. She liked the Eagle Rare. So what do you think of the Woodford against the Eagle Rare?
I would drink the Eagle Rare over the Woodford, but I think they're comparable.
Really?
Yeah, but very comparable.
Because we should all drink more Eagle Rare and just see what the hell she's talking about. Because I don't need
to do that.
Oh, it's delightful. It's a good beverage.
No, we drank it before together. Remember?
Yeah,
it's
only like half an hour ago.
Yeah, you're saying that the Eagle Rare is better than the Town Branch, is better than the Elijah Craig, and is better than the Woodford.
I'd say it's the same thing as the Woodford because I love me some Woodford, but it's definitely.
You'd say that's comparable to Woodford.
That's not the same at all.
Yes.
Ugh.
I could tell you that it's not the same. All right. So how do you say that the Eagle Rare is better than the Woodford?
I didn't say it was better than that. I said it's comparable to that. I said it's better than the other two.
So what wins? Woodford or Eagle?
Woodford.
That because?
Oh, it's smooth. It's tasty. It's delightful. It smells delicious. And just a good bourbon.
Well, I'll agree on that comparison. Yes. I'll agree on that comparison. What makes
it
better?
Okay, it's not as harsh. It's not as, like, you can't pick out exactly this and that about it. It's just a good bourbon. And it tastes really good.
That's as helpful as Andrew Cannon is saying it tastes like whiskey.
Okay, it tastes like whiskey.
Okay. So we immediately dismiss that opinion because you can't describe why you like the Eagle better.
Because I just told you exactly why I like it.
You said it tastes like a good bourbon.
Because it does. They all taste like good bourbon. No, they don't.
Everything but the freaking rare breed. Wild turkey tastes like a good bourbon. They're all fine bourbons and all worth drinking.
Yes. No, they don't.
Yes, they do. They're all good.
To you, that's fine. To me, no, not so much. Okay?
So what makes you say, though, that you're going to give the edge to Woodford over the Eagle?
Smoother. Yes.
So they taste the same, but just
no, not Woodford. Exactly. They taste different. Hey. And I like both of them very much. It's like, do I like this person or that person like better? I like both of them, like, comparably, but if anything, Woodford is so much smoother.
You're saying that the Woodford is smoother than the Eagle?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So you're giving it to Woodford.
I think it's the cork and the shape of the bottle that's influenced your opinion.
That's definitely it.
You're aiding and abetting gays.
And you're talking too much to Eric. Fuck you, because that's not true.
I ain't talking to him about it. I'm talking to you.
Well, I'm talking to you too, and it has nothing to do with fags or gay or anything like that. It's saying, like, that's the way I feel about it.
Look, I love Woodford Reserve. I mean, Woodford Reserve, previously not doing a taste test, when I go into a liquor store and I see Woodford Reserve or Elijah Craig, I'm choosing Woodford Reserve.
Because you heard the name.
Not because I heard the name, because that's when I go in, I want booze, I'm grabbing.
Yeah, not to mention.
Regardless of cost, regardless of anything, I'm grabbing what I thought.
He's coming to bed with me, okay?
Perceptively.
Give me, like, a little bit of bourbon, like, before we go to bed. He's like, here, have some bourbon, whatever, we go to sleep on it. And he's like, what do you think this is? And I can nail it. I can tell you what bourbon it is.
70% of the time. That's really good. Out of any random bourbon I could have picked, out of five or six of them, she could pick it.
That's really good.
Not all the time.
That's impressive. Right.
Because I know what I'm drinking, and I get it, and I love me some bourbon, and that's why we went to the Kentucky Bourbon Trail.
So,
because I like it.
So she likes the Woodford over the Eagle. She says it's smoother.
But it's very close.
I agree. Woodford over Eagle.
Okay, but you didn't like the Eagle the best. You liked the Elijah Craig the best, and you're saying you like the Elijah Craig better than the Woodford. But how do you justify that? Because you were in a bourbon test with 10 bourbons, and you picked the Woodford over those other 10, so to dethrone Woodford, you're also saying that Elijah Craig is better than those other 10 as well.
Yeah.
Okay, and what do you say this? Why do you say that?
Because I think the level of sophistication, the nuance of flavor, the, you know, like between the vanilla, the honey, the oak, and
that
everything
was buffalo chicken
sublimated between a very, like, watery finish, which you call it, meaning a non-aggressive, like when you breathe out and feel like you're feeling
fire.
You don't breathe fire. I'm like, I think that is a sublime accomplishment.
Fair enough. And that's what you like better in a bourbon. And that's fair enough. You like that.
I do. Okay. I'm going to say that's fair enough because I'm not a bourbon drinker anymore.
And we are.
I don't think bourbon's strong enough.
Oh, bourbon is definitely strong.
I want a freaking spicy rye. That's what I want. I'm just saying, I want something that's going to freak him out. Between Elijah Craig and Woodford, whichever is cheaper.
Kodos, I give you props.
Whichever is cheaper.
But if they're both the same price, what are you going for?
Elijah Craig.
All right.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I could respect that. All right.
I'm just going to say, I always respected Elijah Craig in the past. I now have a newfound respect for Elijah Craig.
I'm not gonna lie, I never had it. Doing a taste test. I thought I did, but I never thought
Elijah Craig was as good as it is until I did a taste test.
I'm not a fan. I would choose different things, but again, I will. we will still always agree on the right.
And if I go in the liquor store, I'm probably still going to buy Woodford. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, just because
I really do like bourbon. Woodford. It's a great
bourbon.
I'm going to disagree with both of you on one thing, all right? Now, I tasted... Now, granted, it wasn't a blind taste test. But no, I tasted... I knew what was going on. But I tasted the old Woodford against the new Woodford. Okay? And both times, the new Woodford was somewhat smoother, and it went down easier. All right?
You knew which test sample was what.
All right?
That being said, the Elijah Craig was...
Old or new?
That's the new.
Okay.
The Elijah Craig is exactly everything that you're saying. It's potent as far as its alcohol content.
It is. It's remarkable.
But it goes down like fucking water.
It's remarkable.
You know? And you don't have any taste notes to speak of all that alcohol that's in
the
fucking thing.
That's why I don't like it.
You know? And so, but you know when it hits your stomach that it's liquor. You see what
but
I'm saying?
I don't want that. That's like raca to me. Like, I don't want that. I want
that's
it to taste something.
That's everything. It's every
no, it's
one
not.
Of these things you know when it hits your stomach
no,
that it's
not.
Liquor.
That's
you
not
just
true.
Took, yeah.
I know when I'm hitting it with my mouth before I
no, you it. Want the you want the tape that comes up that says, hey, here's your feedback. This is booze.
No, I kind of really don't.
Yeah.
I guess.
I'm just like, okay, well, if I'm gonna go for a pure taste, okay? The Elijah Craig, as far as...
What is this that we're still drinking? What was this wine?
That...
The old Woodford.
That was the old Woodford. Oh. In my
we can't really tell the difference.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go ahead and say that just as a fucking masterpiece of distilling, Elijah Craig is the best...
12-year, the oldest age, too.
Yeah.
You are out of your mind.
No, I'm not. It's the best because it manages to tame all that alcohol that's in it and give you a subtle fucking taste profile.
It's so subtle. So.
It has everything, but it doesn't assault you with anything. The reason I didn't like the Eagle Rare, even over the Buffalo Trace, is because I felt like I was fucking drinking the overage Maker's Mark Woodward.
No, it tasted
you know what I'm saying?
Good.
It was smooth. And it went down smooth.
Well, that's how we can agree.
How much is Elijah Craig compared to everything we've had? Price-wise.
Price-wise. Elijah Craig, I think if you were to buy it at a comparable place, I think it would be...
In mid-range.
So it's less expensive than the Woodford if you're going to go in any places. More than the Buffalo. It's probably about the same as the Eagle Rare. And... if you were to find it in a same liquor store as Town Branch, I would imagine that the Town Branch would be cheaper, but the Elijah Craig is better.
If the way we're going to drink it, like me and him, we're
they're
going
so
to,
distinct.
When we go to
they're
bed
like,
one
almost
night.
Almost like comparing apples and oranges.
Okay.
And we're going to as bed far as, one as, night. As far as apples to oranges can go, as far as apples and oranges...
In bourbon.
In bourbon, within that category, yes, you're totally correct.
If
Town
we're going
Branch
to bed and we're having a couple of drinks before bed, okay, and I'm drinking that, it's totally different than if we're having it in coffee or something like that, like totally nice.
If it's in coffee, it doesn't matter.
We're not talking
you could
about
put wild turkey coffee. In the coffee.
Yeah,
but I am because we drink a lot of bourbon and enjoy our bourbon.
Well, good.
But
it's like as American as apple pie.
Okay, but that's great. But what I'm saying is, the way I liked it, okay, is different than you liked it. It's different than Eric liked it, okay? But it's the way I feel that.
We all know about the dictatorship of relativism.
Yeah.
The Pope has told us about it.
And I'm also always wrong, so I've already realized
that.
This
is true. Now, as a grand Ayatollah for life, I'm prepared to announce a new world champion bourbon in Elijah Craig. Over the Woodford Reserve.
I have to say, I have to agree with it. As sad as it makes me too.
It's very sad.
And a head-to-head taste test, even though I will still probably go into the liquor store and buy Woodford Reserve.
Yeah.
For pretentious and ridiculous reasons.
Just for hipster points. Yeah.
You know, just
yeah, half the points when you get that. They want to have,
I mean,
like,
still,
they never heard of.
On a head-to-head taste test.
Like the Eagle Rare.
That'd be
Elijah Craig.
Yeah.
Even the town branch, I kind of like. I do like the town branch. Yeah. But the town branch tastes like a raw whiskey. It's only 2.5 years.
But it's still good.
It is still good. But it's, everything we've had is good, except for Wild Turkey.
Which is, the rare breed has been denounced.
Oh, yeah.
Rare breed.
Everything is good.
The rare breed can go extinct.
There aren't too many bad bourbons. Yeah. Lesson learned.
Yeah, they are.
Rare Turkey is going to join... The Rare Turkey Rare Breed is going to join its cousins, the fucking 101, as being denounced, and the Evan Williams as being denounced, and the Jim Beam White Label. And I think those are the four denounced bourbons. Out of all the bourbons we've tasted, those are the only four that get denounced, and there's been at least 20 bourbons at this point.
I like my bourbon. Like, I wish we'd do a scotch tasting because I love scotch. I'm a fan of scotch. Like, Glenlivet.
There's a place in the city, like, I know a place that has a specialty in bourbon. I know a place that has a specialty in scotch.
Scotch makes me insane. Well,
I've had everything from the 1947 Macallan all the way down.
It's delightful. It is such a good taste, and the smell of it is so nice.
Which, the smell of what?
Glenlivet is hot. Hot smell. I love the smell of that. It's delightful.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm going to finish this taste test just before I 100% make it announce official and close the fucking podcast. I'm going to just make sure that I stand by my assertion, you know, that Elijah Craig's the best.
I think I'm going to join you in this only because I'm a lush.
Well, I don't want to be left out, so you gotta include me on it. Thank you very much.
You don't like it. You said you like it. You.
Yeah.
Forget you. Leave it.
You want me to pour you some Woodford?
You know what? Okay. Go for yourself.
Do you want some of the Elijah to finish the podcast?
No. No, I don't.
And she's walking. Uh-huh. Sure.
Methinks the woman doth protest too much.
Okay. Now, I will keep the new freshly bottled. We're both doing it, remember? Yeah. I will keep the newly opened bottle of Woodford around, okay? Simply because I have all this other bourbon to liquidate now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, I have to get the Woodford Double Oaked, and I want to taste test it against the regular
Woodford. I do, too. Yeah. Or I want to taste the Woodford Double Oaked against the Elijah Craig.
Well, yes, but the Elijah Craig we have to keep around now because it's the champion.
Well, it's very, very, you know, low in the bottle. There's plenty of little oxidation that can occur before that point.
I think that, if anything, the Woodford oxidation test says that we got a little bit of time between, you know, the time that happens. Especially with that little bit missing, you know?
Yeah.
Because even to me, who knew which one was which, the difference was not too substantial.
I'm sorry. Tasting the Elijah again reconfirms my opinion.
Well, that's good.
You know what? You could let that linger on your tongue all day. It doesn't get tired, you know?
It's nice.
What are you talking about? Perfect.
The Elijah.
Oh. Right.
So, yeah, I'm definitely comfortable in crowning a new world champion. And the Elijah Craig and the Woodford's just going to have to be second best now. And that means that the Elijah beat the bourbon that beat Bullet. That beat Maker's Mark.
Bullet is not as good as Woodford. We know this.
It's not, but it's still good.
It's not.
And Maker's Mark Bullet is really good.
Maker's Mark is really good. They're all good.
But in the quest to find the king, we have to dismiss a lot of nobles.
Really not. When we were on that trip, like, we tasted a lot that were like, that weren't really that good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for you.
That was a great
trip. Yeah, we're going to... I know. Like, you know, we do have the small batch bourbon collection, okay, that we're going to have to test, okay, from Jim Beam. All right. I can already tell you, I'm not looking forward to at least one of those. All right, so.
Did you try Noah's Mill?
No, I've not.
Now that's one of the ones.
Dude,
I wanted to bring
he bought over. The other day.
Noah's Mill, named after me. A friend of mine bought a case.
He bought the other day, like Southern Comfort Lake taster set, which I got so wicked sick on Southern Comfort one time, like really wicked sick.
I think this story can wait, so I'm going to go ahead and say thanks for listening and You know, right now, world champion out of 20 mostly high-quality vodkas, bourbons, Elijah Craig. I've had to eat my own words for the last 3 fucking years. Yeah. Elijah Craig is the world champion. But at the same
time, mass-produced whiskey.
But at the same time, mostly, as far as value goes, as long as you're not paying twice as much as what they're charging for Buffalo Trace, then it's still the best. That's the thing, is that it's the best, but it's also not overly expensive.
It is.
All right? So if you're just going to be cheap and save like $5, then you can get the Buffalo Trace. But if you want to go ahead and spend that little...
Don't get Buffalo Trace.
But if you want to go ahead and get good bang for your buck, Elijah Craig gives you both good bang for your buck and the highest quality.
I think so.
Oh, yes. So, just keep that in mind next time you're shopping, and I think I'll write Heaven Hill an apology. Will I write Heaven Hill an apology? Well, probably not, because this was actually recorded in April of 2013, and we went ahead and already have a few other recordings lined up that we need to edit and publish out to you. But there you have it, fellow boozers. After a lot of drunken debate, we crowned Elijah Craig the new world champion bourbon, proving once again that we ought not mix our liquors before we judge them. We also had the distinct pleasure of denouncing yet another overpriced piece of garbage, this time the Wild Turkey Rare Breed, so-called. Like I said, they could go ahead and let that rare breed go extinct. Now, we've had some issues, so we could hope you could pardon our delay. We can be reached at our Facebook page. Just search for the Self-Appointed Long Island Booze Committee on Facebook. And we'd also appreciate it if you'd subscribe on iTunes and maybe even leave a positive review. Thank you so much for listening, and happy boozing.